This is a download from the BBC. Hi, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday, the 18th of May. Coming up, one of the world's most endangered monkeys is born, Johnny Depp on why he loves playing Captain Jack Sparrow, and the English lady who got a visit from a wallaby. But first, more than 500 migrants, including children, have been discovered crammed into the trailers of two trucks. They were travelling from Mexico towards the US when officials found them. The group were reportedly being kept in very bad conditions with little water, food or air. Every year, around 500,000 people try and cross the border from Mexico into the US illegally, and criminal gangs make a lot of money helping them. OK, moving on to some sport news now, and Carlos Tevez scored twice for Manchester City as they beat Stoke 3-0 to go third in the Premier League.
Tevez one way, then the other, and goal. Scores!
Great goal.
What a magnificent goal, puts the ball into the top right-hand corner. Tevez it is, he's going to strike it! Oh, what a goal! What a goal from Carlos Tevez!
And manager Roberto Mancini says he's confident the Argentine will be staying at the club next season. Next, one of the world's most endangered primates has been born at a UK wildlife centre. Francisco is a black lion tamarin monkey, and he's the first to be born outside of Brazil for 8 years. The species is critically endangered in the wild, with fewer than 1,000 remaining. It's hoped that conservation projects like this one will help boost the animal's numbers. You might know by now that the fourth instalment of Pirates of the Caribbean is hitting the big screen today, and the man behind the grizzly beard, Johnny Depp, says it's the kid in him that keeps him coming back to play Captain Jack Sparrow.
Without doubt, yeah, just a basically a big, sort of, you know, middle-aged, irreverent child. That's pretty much me.
Now, all eyes were on Kate and Wills when they walked up the aisle last month, but they weren't the only ones turning heads. One very flamboyant hat worn by the Queen's granddaughter, Princess Beatrice, really got people talking too. The beige creation has been compared to both a pretzel and a toilet seat. In the end, it caused such a stir that the princess decided to auction it off online for charity. So far, it's attracted bids of more than $30,000. Finally, imagine the scene. You're sat at your kitchen table, looking out into the garden, when suddenly what looks like a kangaroo springs out of nowhere. And note, this wasn't in Australia, it was right here in England. Jan Cooper was just going about her business when what seems to have been a wallaby sprang out in front of her.
So I wasn't scared at all, I just saw it and I thought, that's amazing, I have to go out and try and catch a photo of it. So that's what I did.
And for today's question, we want to know what you call a baby wallaby. Yesterday we asked you what musical instrument is Ireland's national symbol, and the answer is... the beautiful harp. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.